Good afternoon from the Lead Fitness Center on the campus of the College of St. Mary in Omaha, Nebraska, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the College of St. Mary Flames. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 1-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the College of St. Mary Flames are 0-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference and 6-8 overall. The Dort College Defender women this season have a 4-10 overall mark and have been off since a couple of weeks ago, in fact 15 days ago, when they lost a tight one with the Concordia Bulldogs in a game played at the DeWitt Gymnasium against one of the teams that I think is going to finish in the top 10 in the country before this season is over. The Dort College Defenders trying to build on that four-point loss to the nationally rated Concordia Bulldogs. Dort College will be a little shorthanded here this afternoon, though, and we'll talk about that as we go through our starting lineups. Let's take a closer look, though, at this College of St. Mary Flames group. They are in their first Great Plains Athletic Conference season. It's been a rough start so far for the Omaha, Nebraska-based school. Three of the Flames' GPAC losses have come by single digits, and their lone non-conference loss came to nationally ranked Haskell back on November the 6th. Jesse Flanagan is in his first year as head coach of College of St. Mary. The team is averaging 72.5 points per game for him and allowing 72.1 points per contest. The Flames are converting 42.7% of their field goals, and they allow 39.8% success. The Flames also convert over 35% of their three-point shots and out-rebound teams 39.7 to 38.0. For the CSM group, DeAndre Young leads them. She scores 19.9 points per game, grabs 12.4 rebounds per contest, converts 59.3% of her field goal attempts. Justice Ross tosses in 13.7 points per game and gets to 5.6 rebounds per contest. Peyton Hagen and Pillar Aldrich score 11.9 and 10.3 points per game respectively. Pillar has a team-high 54 assists, and Young has a team-high 22 steals in 11 games played and has blocked 3.3 shots per contest. For the Defender women, they're 4-10 overall this season, 1-7 in the GPAC. They've won back-to-back games twice this season. They're looking to break a seven-game slide in GPAC play. Five of the seven losses for Dort College have come to teams currently ranked in the top 25. Dort College is scoring 68.8 points per game. Opponents are scoring 73.9 points per game against the Defenders. Dort has a 42.4 to a 38.1 rebounding advantage, and the Defenders are converting nearly 40% of their field goals. Alyssa Palama scores 12.2 points per game. She is not in uniform today. She's still dealing with some injury issues. Paige Angbers is in uniform. She's averaging 10.2 points per contest. Michael Holst is averaging a double-double with a 10.9 points per game average with 12.6 rebounds per game. Holst also has 38 block shots this season and has converted 46.7% of her field goal attempts. Kim Cruz scores 9.1 points per contest. Abby Chapman is not in uniform today. She's averaging 8.0 points per game. Cassidy Bredevoet is at 7.9 points per game. Cruz leads the team with 40 assists. The Flames lost to Morningside in their last action on Saturday, December 19th, 81-75. Flames were down 46-39 at halftime and outscored the Mustangs 36-35 in the second half. Dort College hung with nationally ranked Concordia on December 18, but lost 68-64. Michael Holst had a record-setting performance. She grabbed 25 rebounds, had 25 points. Kim Cruz and Abby Chapman had 12 points apiece. Jamie Gasing tossed in 9 points and had 4 rebounds. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with a look at our starting lineup from the Lead Fitness Center right after this. Here's your starting lineup. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 4, a 5'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, Kim Cruz, averaging 9.1 points per game. Michael Holst is a 6'3 sophomore from Byron Center, Michigan, averaging 10.9 points per game. She wears number 32. Number 35 is Cassidy Bredevoet. Bredevoet, a 6-foot sophomore from Caledonia, Michigan, averaging 8 points per contest. Jamie Gasink is a 5'9 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 4.3 points per game. And Paige Angbers is a 5'9 junior from Pella, Iowa, averaging 10.2 points per outing. For the CSM Flames, they will start number 3, Peyton Hagen, a 5'8 sophomore from Bellevue, Nebraska, averaging 11.9 points per game. Pillar Aldrich is a 5'7 junior from Winnebago, Nebraska, averaging 10.3 points per game. Number 22 is Justin Ross, a 5'6 junior from Gretna, Nebraska, averaging 13.7 points per game. Shelby Alberry is a 6-foot junior from North Platte, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per game. And DeAndre Young is a 6'2 senior, that is, from Mims, Florida, averaging 19.9 points per game for the Flames. Not much production off of the bench for the College of St. Mary Flames, and normally for Dort College, I would say they get a fair amount of production off of their bench, but they are without Alyssa Paloma today, Abby Chapman, Robin Blunt. Those three are not in uniform and will not play here this afternoon. All three did make the, Paloma and Blunt did make the trip, and we are still without Shady Yeager, who is still dealing with a hand injury suffered near the end of November. Dort College in their black jerseys, white numbers trimmed out in yellow. CSM in their home white jerseys, navy numbers and lettering trimmed out in black. Opening tap controlled by CSM, but unable to maintain possession of it on the sideline is Justice Ross, and the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Now the question will be who gets possession arrow, and they will straighten that out. It was white basketball. They controlled it. Well, they will say there was no control, so it'll be Dort College basketball off the opening tip. Dort College with the basketball. They give it off to Gaysink. Gaysink goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz linking for the wall screen. She gets one from Hulst. Puts up a three from the top of the key off the back iron. No good. Rebound cleared by Peyton Hagen. Hagen with a basketball for CSM. She stops. Feeds it down low to Young. Young kick out pass. Three on the way from the corner is off the mark. No good. Ball bounces off the top of the backboard. Out of bounds. Justice Ross misses on the three-point attempt, and it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Gaysink. Gaysink goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz looking down low. Cruz has it on the right wing. Feeds it cross-court over to Gaysink. Ball fake, puts it on the floor down to the baseline. Double-teamed, and it's kicked out of bounds by DeAndre Young. Young came over on the weak side help, kicks it away. We're scoreless, 9:22 left to go, first quarter of play. Dort College will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Angbers. Angbers gives it underneath for Hulst. It's taken away by CSM. Here come the Flames. Hagen feeds it right side. Shot is up off the rim. No good. Another offensive rebound and the putback this time for Justice Ross. And Ross gives the College of St. Mary Flames a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Gaysink for the basketball. Gaysink goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz looking down low for Hulst. Playing directly behind her is DeAndre Young. Young a little more bulk to her than Hulst, so that's going to be an interesting matchup to watch down low. With the basketball is Angbers. Angbers feeds it left side over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet to Cruz, 7 to shoot. Down low it goes Vredevoet. Vredevoet in traffic, shot no good. Rebound cleared by the College of St. Mary Flames. Coming up with it is Ariana Elisana. Driving back the other way, layup is good by the left hand for Peyton Hagen. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-0. 4-0 our score. Gaysink with the basketball. Gaysink has it on the right side, feeds it over to Cruz. Cruz on the right wing underneath Vredevoet. Vredevoet puts it up, and it's blocked by Young, but a foul called on DeAndre Young. Young whistled for her first personal foul. Cassidy Vredevoet will go to the free throw line where she will shoot a pair of free throws. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Englandhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Vredevoet makes one of two free throws. Dort College is on the board, trailing 4-1. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound cleared by Vredevoet. Hands it off to Gaysink. Here comes Dort College. The defenders with the basketball. Jamie Gaysink on the left side. Double team. Puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hulst. Hulst put back good. Michael Hulst with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 4-3. DeAndre Young already with a foul. DeAndre Young, that is, with a foul already, so she did not challenge the putback attempt very hard. Pass comes out front to Young. Young goes right side to Ross. Ross back to the top of the key to Hagen. Hagen gives it off to Aldrich. Aldrich down low to Young. Young double-teamed in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Cruz. Kim Cruz into the front court, has the numbers. 3-on-2, drives the lane, puts it up. Too strong off the heel. Now a jump ball called alternating possession. It will be CSM basketball. I beg your pardon, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz to throw it in. comes into Angbers. Angbers puts up the three. No good. Too strong. Rebound taken away by CSM. Coming up with it is the Flames and Ross. Ross on the right wing. Ross picks up her dribble. Feeds it back out front to Aldrich. Aldrich driving right side. Comes back over to Ross. Ross to Young. Young gives it up left side to Hagen. Hagen with the basketball in between the circles. Dort College in man-for-man defense. 10 to shoot. 7 on the game clock. That's 7 minutes on the game clock. Three-pointer from the left corner. No good. Rebound taken away by Angbers. And Dort College will shoot for the lead. With the basketball as Gasing takes it across half court. Matched up with there by Hagen. She cuts it over to the left side on the wing. Picks up her dribble into the left corner. It goes to Cruz. Cruz comes back left side to Vredevode. Vredevode to Gasing. Gasing gives it up right side. Angbers. Angbers underneath to Hulst. Hulst turned around to the lane. Too strong. No good. There for the weak side. Rebound is Cruz. Cruz with a putback. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play and build on the 5-4 lead that Dort College has. Kim Cruz able to slide her way from the left corner underneath and got a weak side rebound and the putback, and the Dort College defenders lead it 5-4. Today's broadcast made possible by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Free throw is missed by Cruz. Here's CSM up and running. Couple new players into the ballgame. Hagen feeds it off. Top of the key to Aldrich. Aldrich to Alberry. Alberry to Young. Young with it, facing up 17 feet from the hoop on the left side. Instead, rifles it back over to Hagen. Hagen at the free throw line. CSM with the basketball, 10 to shoot. Left side pass comes back over to Hagen. They run the weave out front. This is Aldrich. Aldrich tries to pass it off. It's taken away by the defenders. Gasing got a hand on it. Cruz comes away with a steal. Kim Cruz, layup, no good. Offensive rebound, though, for Hulst. Kicks it out to Vredevode. Vredevode shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Young. Coming back the other way, CSM with the basketball. CSM working it left side over to Aldrich. Aldrich goes back over to Alberry. Alberry, right wing, Aldrich. Aldrich, dump it down low. Hulst working against Young. Young works her way into the lane. Kicks it off. Left side, Alberry. Alberry, baseline jumper, no good. Another rebound for Michael Hulst. Hulst and Young both jogging up the floor now. We'll see if how much conditioning plays into today's contest. First game back after the Christmas break for both teams. Three-pointer, top of the key. Angbers, no good. Offensive rebound. Cruz, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Dort College and Vredevode. Vredevode in traffic. No good. She put it up from the left block. Had it partially blocked. Here comes CSM. Flames coming back the other way. Pass tipped by Vredevode. Stolen away by Angbers. Dort College will walk it up. Kenzie Bausma waiting at the scorer's table for the defenders. Pass comes high post. With the basketball is Vredevode. Vredevode, left side, Angbers. Angbers gives it off to Cruz. Kim Cruz with the basketball back over to Vredevode. Vredevode, right side to Gasing. Gasing to Hulst, and Hulst turns, and she is fouled on the play by DeAndre Young. Young whistled for her second personal foul, and that's trouble for CSM. I was concerned about Micah Hulst being able to stay out of foul trouble here this afternoon against Young. So far, it has been the other way for the concern as Young picks up her second personal foul of this contest. First free throw by Hulst on the way is off the heel and down. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Rebound tipped around, missed by Dort College, off the miss by Hulst, taken by Gasink on the right side. She's got it on the wing now, back out front to Vredevode. Vredevode gives it left side over to Bausma. Bausma to Angbers. Angbers to Gasink. Gasink in traffic, shot short-armed it, no good. Rebound out long, though. Angbers, three players around her, kicks it over to Bausma. Bausma reverses right side over to Vredevode. Vredevode with the basketball on the wing. Vredevode comes back out front to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Dort College playing with a 6-4 lead. 6-4 our score. Dort College basketball, 14 to shoot. On the right side is Angbers beyond the three-point line. Angbers trying to throw it to the cutter, Hulst. Hulst got caught up in the fray. That was Andrea Christensen, able to hold her up just a little bit. Dort College will send Abby Waltersdorf into the ballgame. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to CSM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 3:52 left to play in the first quarter. Dort College by two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor, by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. So a timeout there by CSM, trailing by two. Flames have the basketball. Right side it goes to Hagen. Hagen feeds it out front to Justice Ross. Ross lets fly with a three, and the rainbow finds the pot of gold. Three-point bucket for Justice Ross, and the Flames take the lead at 7-6. 7-6 our score. Gasing picks up her dribble, goes right side over to Bredevoet. CSM trying to defensive pressure, comes back over to Hulst, and Hulst is going to be called for an offensive foul. Hulst put the ball on the floor, leaned in, and Andrea Christensen went down like she was shot out of a cannon. And Andrea Christian able to draw the charging foul against Micah Hulst. That's foul number one on Micah Hulst. 3:20 and counting, first quarter. So the Flames use a timeout, and they have responded with a three and now a defensive stop. They've got the basketball, working it. Left side is Ross on the wing. She's beyond the three-point line, guarded there by Gasing. Comes back out front to Hagen. She's matched up with by Bausma. Back it goes to Ross. Ross hit a three moments ago. Pass right side, out front. That's Hagen, three-pointer missed, no good. Rebound tipped, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by CSM. It'll be Dort College basketball. And a player on the floor right now for CSM that I did not anticipate seeing. That is number 33, Peyton Everett. So we'll pencil her in. She played in one game before the Christmas break. Pass goes left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz gets a screen from Abby Waltersdorf. On the right side over it is Kim. Cruz passes it right side back over to Angbers. 2:30 remaining in the first quarter. And a turnover against the Dort College defenders, and the Flames have jacked up the defensive pressure. Brianna Bergquist checks into the ballgame. Checking out is Micah Hulst. For Dort College now, it's Bergquist, Waltersdorf, Cruz, Angbers, and Bausma. CSM basketball, Hagen. Hagen across the College of St. Mary Flames logo at midcourt. Comes back out front to Alberry. Alberry back out front to Hagen. Hagen over the basketball, Ross. Ross guarded there by Cruz. Ross has it on the right side. Picks up her dribble, passes it back over to Hagen. Hagen at the top of the key. Hagen comes back over to Everett. Everett shot no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called, I believe, on the College of St. Mary Flames. Abby Waltersdorf hits the floor after the collision, and the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball length of the floor in front of them. Dort College holding a 7-6 lead. 7-6 our score. Dort College with the basketball. Kim Cruz. Cruz passes left side, right side that is, over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, and she traveled with it. Wanted to go and make the step to pass, and in the process swung her pivot foot. And the Dort College defenders will send Jamie Gasing back into the ballgame. Abby Waltersdorf will check out. Dort College, as I said, a little shorthanded today, even more than a little. Palamont, Chapman, and Blunt in the regular rotation, not in uniform today. Health issues, and one missing for a wedding in the family, from my understanding. Dort College with a basketball, right side to Aldrich. Aldrich with it for the Flames. Dort College on defense, Bausma. Bausma defensively matching up with the shooter. This is Ross. Ross splits the defense. It's taken away by Cruz. Now taken back by Ross, and we've got a melee. Bodies on the floor. Hacking going on, and Dort College finally clears it with Paige Angbers. Could have had a couple of fouls called. No harm, no foul, though. North College clears it. Cruz with the basketball. Splits the defense. Drops it off for Bergquist. Bergquist jumper, good. Brianna Bergquist, right side jumper from about 7 feet on the right baseline. Tough shot. She knocks it down. And here come the Flames back the other way. CSM with it. Right side is Hagen. Hagen averaging 11.9 points per game. She's got two so far. Help defense by Bausma tips it away. CSM working it down low with the basketball is Christensen, and Christensen loses it out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball under a minute to go in this first quarter. Checking into the ballgame will be Hulst and Vredevoad for this offensive possession, so you get some offense for defense here. Bergquist and Bausma both check out. Wouldn't be surprised if we have another stoppage and CSM gets it back on offense, though we'd see substitutions again. Kim Cruz for the basketball. She passes right side over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad in between the circles out front. 18 to shoot. 12-second difference. Shot clock and game clock. And we've got a hat called on Pillar Aldrich. Aldrich whistled for the personal foul. And two free throws on the way for Micah Hulst. Hulst with 3 points thus far. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Farmers Mutual Insurance Association, Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. That all settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Leicester. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Hulst. She makes one of two. And the North College defender lead is 9-7. Shot clock is off. 24 seconds on the game clock. CSM with the basketball. This is Aldrich. Aldrich on the right elbow. Gives it back over to Jamisha Crawford. Crawford with the basketball. 13 to shoot. Gives it right side over to Aldrich. Aldrich out front to Ross. Ross to Aldrich. Aldrich spot up. Three-pointer. Top of the key. Off the side iron. No good. Rebound Ingbers. 3 seconds left. Two. Cruz in the backcourt. Throws it towards midcourt, and it's tipped out of bounds. And that's the end of the first half. The first quarter. Our score, North College 9, College of St. Mary Flames 7. Back with the second quarter right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 9-7 in this Great Plains Athletic Conference women's basketball game. The Dort College defenders got down 4-0, scored 5 points in a row, and hold a 9-7 lead at the quarter break. CSM basketball after the quarter break. North College leading 9-7. They feed it into Young. Young playing with a couple of fouls. She puts the jumper up from straight on. Ties it up 9-9. DeAndre Young. DeAndre Young with her first field goal of the day. She's averaging 19.9 points per contest. Jamie Gasing feeds it to Vredevoad. Vredevoad in traffic. Crossover move. Lays it up with the right hand, and she gets whistled for traveling. College of St. Mary Flames to inbound the basketball. We're tied 9-9, our first tie of the basketball game. So 9:22 and counting, CSM basketball, Peyton Hagen. Hagen, long three, and she hit it. Peyton Hagen with 5 points, and the College of St. Mary Flames have opened up a 12-9 lead. Five unanswered out of the quarter break. With the basketball is Cruz. Kim Cruz passes the right side back over to Gasing. Gasing on the right wing. Gasing picks up her dribble, comes back over to Angbers. North College down three. They've trailed by as many as four. Here's Micah Hulst. Hulst, they dump it down low to her, and Hulst gets caught shuffling her feet as she tried to work out the footwork. And the North College defenders trail it 12-9. CSM with the basketball. Pillar Aldrich with it on the left side. Aldrich at the free throw line, comes back out front to Justice Ross. Ross dumps it down low. The reverse layup is up and down for CSM. CSM opening the second quarter with a 7-0 run. Ariana Elisana And the Dort College defenders trail it 14-9. Right side it goes over to Kim Cruz. Cruz puts it on the floor, hard to the basket, lays it up with the right hand, good. Kim Cruz with 4 points. Dort College trails 14-11, and they break the 7-point run by CSM. Flames with the basketball. Pass goes left side. This is Elisana. Elisana's pass, cross court, tipped and taken away by Angbers. Here comes Dort College. Kim Cruz across half court. Cruz still has her dribble. She passes right side over to Gaysink. Gaysink gives it up to Hulst. Hulst shot partially blocked. Rebound taken back by Cruz. They reset the shot clock in the process at Dort College with the basketball. They feed it underneath to Hulst. Hulst shot no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by CSM. Aldrich with it across half court. She gets it ahead to Ross. Ross layup missed it. No good. Rebound Young. Young down on the block. Kick out pass. Comes back over to Elisana. Elisana Young. Young puts it up. Blocked by Hulst. But a foul on the play called on Micah Hulst. Micah Hulst whistled for her second personal foul, and Young will go to the free throw line now to shoot a pair. 14-11 our score. Flames leading Dort College. Two free throws on the way for Young. Young is a 80% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Young makes one of two free throws, then tracks down her missed free throw. Three-pointer from the top of the key is missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Hulst. Hulst comes back over to Cruz. Dort College trailing 15-11. So Dort College down four. 7:20 remaining in the first half. Pass comes over to Gaysink. Gaysink drives the lane. Left hand puts it up off the side of the backboard. Bothered shot by Young. Rebound taken away by CSM. Justice Ross will bring it up. Ross goes right side. This is Stafford. Stafford swings it around left wing to Hagen. Hagen with the basketball to Aldrich. Aldrich feeds it down low for Young. Young reverses it. Shot on the way is up and good. Two-point basket for Justice Ross as she attacked from the wing. Young found her with the assist after the double team came from the weak side. And the Dort College defenders trail it 17-11. Back the other way, Hulst. Hulst shot no good. Rebound taken away by Young. Young feeds it ahead. Right wing to Aldrich. Aldrich down to the baseline. Aldrich gives it up to Everett. Everett to Aldrich. And Aldrich, beg your pardon, Justice Ross, misses the layup attempt. Dort College coming back the other way. Kim Cruz gathers it in. Shot no good in the lane. Rebound taken away. Here comes CSM. Everett with the basketball. Doesn't have the number. She's going to drive in anyhow. And we've got a foul called on the play against Cassidy Vredevoet. Vredevoet whistled for the personal foul. And that is team foul number one against the defenders in this quarter. Bergquist and Bausma will check into the ballgame. Checking out will be Hulst and Gaysink. CSM will throw it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is Everett. Everett to trigger it. Everett gives it in to Christensen. Christensen with the basketball. Christensen to Aldrich. 6-10 and counting, first half. CSM basketball leading by six, looking to build on the lead. Spin move into the lane, Hagen. Hagen feeds it back outside to Ross. Ross dumps it down low for Everett. Everett turned around in the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound, though, corralled by Aldrich as she came in from the right wing and got it on the weak side. Ball fake, here comes Hagen. Hagen floater in the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Angbers. Angbers outlets over to Cruz. Here comes Dort College. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Kim gets a ball screen from Vredevoet. Crossover dribble, though. It's taken away by CSM, taken back by Cruz. Angbers to Vredevoet. 14 to shoot. Comes back left side over to Bausma. Bausma to Cruz. 10 to shoot. 5:27 remaining. Comes to Cruz. Cruz into the lane. Nothing there. Bausma. Bausma lets fly with the three. Got it. Kenzie Bausma with the three-point bucket. Dort College cuts the six-point lead in half with a shot from Bausma from the right wing. CSM trying to answer. Here's Justice Ross. Ross gives it up. Hagen. Hagen with the basketball. She'll put a three up, and she drains it. Peyton Hagen with 8 first-half points. Dort College back to a six-point deficit to work with. Cruz up the floor to Bausma. Bausma to Bergquist. Bergquist muscles it up. Shot no good from the right block. Rebound taken away by Hagen. Hagen up the floor with a head full of steam. Splits the defense. Shot is blocked from behind by Kim Cruz. It will be CSM basketball. 4:46 remaining first half. CSM 20, Dort College 14. CSM to throw it in. They get the ball inbounded to Andrea Christensen. Christensen with the basketball. Gives it up Aldrich. Aldrich with the ball. Comes back over to Ross. Ross at the top of the key. Ross gives it up to Aldrich. Aldrich to Ross. Ross step back three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Paige Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Gives it up to Cruz. Cruz will walk it up. Right side Angbers. Angbers on the right wing. Puts it on the floor to the top of the key. Cut off. Reverses it back to Bausma. Bausma deep right corner. Double team. Finds Bredevoet. Bredevoet. Angbers. Angbers three. Good. Paige Angbers with the three-point bucket. Her first of the day. Dort College back to within three. 20-17. Offense tough to come by for both teams thus far. Pass right side. With it on the wing is Everett. Everett to Ross. Ross. Round the horn, three-pointer from well beyond the three-point line. Missed shot by Aldrich. Taken away by Bausma. Bausma over to Cruz. Cruz will walk it up. Cruz across half court. Kim has the basketball. Kim Cruz picks up her dribble. Passes it to Bausma. Bausma with the ball. Bausma to Bredevoet. Bredevoet. Angbers. Angbers shot. Hangs on the rim. Won't come through. Rebound tipped by Bergquist. Controlled by CSM. Here come the Flames. CSM with the basketball, 3:20 remaining, first half. Flames feed it right side, Ross. Ross out front to Hagen. Hagen on the left elbow. Kick out pass, three on the way, is up and good. Three-point bucket by Peyton Everett. And it's back to a six-point ball game, 23-17. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charged to the Flames, back with more in a moment. Go. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders trailing the College of St. Mary Flames 23-17 with 3:07 left to go in the first half. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Jamie Gasing dribbles through the double team. Peyton Hagen whistled for the personal foul, her first. Team foul number one of the second quarter. Dort College with two fouls here in the second quarter of play. Neither team in the bonus at this point. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Gasing. Gasing with it on the left side. Uses her dribble. Now caught behind the back dribble, trying to shed the defensive player, Hagen. Gasing drives in, shields the ball from DeAndre Young with a body. And Dort College back to within four at 23-19. Jamie Gasing with 4 points. Shot on the other end, missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Beg your pardon, that was Gasing's first two-point bucket of the day. Dort College trailing 23-19. Gasing picks up her dribble on the left wing. Out front it goes, Steffi Kennard. Kennard, three on the way, missed it, no good from the top of the key. Rebound cleared by CSM. So Kennard seeing her first action of the day. A late addition to the roster. Played a lot of JV basketball before the Christmas break. With it on the right side is Peyton Hagen. Hagen on the right wing. Hagen comes back over to Aldrich. Aldrich with the ball. Aldrich gives it up to Everett. Everett to Aldrich. Hagen. Hagen back over to Everett. Everett drains another three. 26-19. The lead grows to seven for CSM. 1:45 remaining in the first half. Jamie Gasing for the basketball on the right wing. Uses upper dribble. Looking for the cutter. Instead goes out front to Bredevoet. Bredevoet to Kennard. Kennard back over to Bausma. Bausma, Gasing. Gasing, top of the key. Three, too strong, no good. Rebound fought for and jump ball alternating possession. Bergquist and Alberry tied up on the rebound. It'll be Dort College inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kim Cruz will toss it in for the defenders. Cruz inbounding, gets it in over the top to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball. Angbers goes right side over to Cruz, 25 to shoot underneath Hulst. Hulst against Young, tied up on the play, jump ball, alternating possession. Young blocked it, Hulst came down with it. Both players had possession of it, jump ball. It is CSM basketball. CSM has outscored Dort College 19-10 here in this second quarter to take a seven-point lead after trailing by two at the quarter break. Pass over the top of the basketball is Alberry on the right wing. Looks like Dort College might be in his own defense here. They pass it in to Young. Young feeds it on the cut. Layup no good, but a foul on the play called on Gasink. Gasink's going to be called for a push. Gasink whistled for her first personal by my count. Team foul number three on the defenders. Under a minute left to play in the first half. That's team foul number three in this quarter. Pass comes into Young. Young faces up left corner. Young with the basketball working against Micah Hulst. Backing her way in. Puts it up. Partially blocked. Gets her own rebound back. Shot is up. Count the hoop. And she is fouled. Who's that foul going to go on is my question. If it goes on Hulst, it's number three on her. It's going to go on Vredevoet. So Vredevoet picks up her second by my count. 28-19 pending the free throw by Young. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Young misses the three-point play opportunity. It's a 28-19 difference. Dort College with the basketball. 18-second difference. Shot clock and game clock. 37 seconds on the game clock. Comes right side over to Gasink. Spots up. Three, no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Vredevoet, and the shot clock, for all intents and purposes, is off. Less than a second difference. Pass goes to Cruz. Cruz drives in. Double team. Comes back out front. Left side it goes to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz to Gasink. Gasink on the right wing. Gasink comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, Angbers. Angbers, Vredevoet. Vredevoet cutter underneath Cruz. Cruz reverses it to Hulst. Hulst shot no good. Rebound taken away by Young. Here comes CSM. 6 seconds left. They've got it across half court. Driving in, shot by Alberry, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Dort College clears it, and that's the end of the first half. Our score, CSM 28, Dort College 19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Don't have any statistics to pass along to you at this point other than what I have scratched out, so no field goal percentages or rebounding advantage or anything like that. I've got my running score scribbled to the right of my tally sheet, and here's how it started. Dort College got down 4-0, responded with a 6-point run to go up 6-4. College of St. Mary called a timeout with 3:52 left to go in the first quarter and came out of the timeout, allowed Dort College, I beg your pardon, CSM came out of the timeout, tossed in a three to make it 7-6. Dort College then scored three in a row to end the first quarter. And it was a 9-7 ball game. A couple side notes on that first quarter. Dort College did get DeAndra Young in foul trouble. She's the player for the College of St. Mary Flames that is averaging double figures in both points and rebounds. Dort College unable to take advantage, though, with her on the bench. And the CSM Flames elected to put her back in the ball game in the second quarter. And CSM took control quickly, tied it at 9-9, and scored another 5 points in a row to go up 14-9. Dort College never closer than three than the rest of the quarter. They were down 20-17 at one point. CSM hit a three to make it 23-17, called a timeout. Dort College did get a bucket to get within 23-19, but then five in a row by this College of St. Mary Flames. It's a 28-19 ball game at halftime. CSM in front. CSM is led in scoring by Justice Ross with 7 points, and Peyton Hagen has eight. Hagen has two threes and a two. Ross has a three and two twos. DeAndre Young has 5 points. Peyton Everett off the bench for 6 points. And Ariana Elisena with 2 points. For the Flames, they totaled five three-pointers in the first half, so 15 of their 28 points have been on three-point shots. For the Dort College Defenders, they have a couple of threes made. Kenzie Bausman and Paige Angbers both hit threes. Pretty balanced scoring for Dort College. Kim Cruz and Micah Holst each have 4 points. 3 points for Kenzie Bausman and Paige Angbers. Jamie Gasink and Brianna Bergquist have 2 points each, and Cassidy Vredevoet has a free throw. Dort College trails at 28-19 at the half. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with a rundown of what else is happening in the GPAC today right after this. This is a women's game only, obviously. No doubleheader. College of St. Mary, a women's school only. Rest of the games going on in the conference, though, today. Women's and men's basketball twin bills. Dakota Wesleyan is at Hastings. Briarcliff is at Concordia. Morningside visits Midland. Northwestern is at Doan. Mount Marty is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Here are the halftime scores that we have for you at the moment. Dakota Wesleyan leads Hastings 39-26 in women's play. All of these are women's scores. Briarcliff leads Concordia 42-39. Morningside leading Midland at halftime 40-37. Doan over Northwestern 43-29. And Mount Marty leads Nebraska Wesleyan 32-30 at the half. Here at the Lead Center on the campus of the College of St. Mary in Omaha, Nebraska, it's CSM, the Flames, 28, Dort College, 19. Let's take another break, and we'll be back to tell you what's coming up this week on KDCR right after this. You're listening to KDCR Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defender basketball teams resuming conference play. In doubleheader play on Wednesday, Dort College getting the women's part of their schedule going with the a game today at the College of St. Mary Flames. Both teams back in action on Wednesday, and in fact, a pair of home contests for Dort College next week. The Dort College women and men at home with Mount Marty on Wednesday night at the DeWitt Gymnasium. 6 and 8 o'clock start time, respectively. And the Dort College women and men at home next Saturday as they face Nebraska Wesleyan. In Great Plains Athletic Conference play 1 week from today, 2 o'clock start time from the DeWitt Gymnasium for the women's game, 4 o'clock start time for the men. And then after that, it is a pair of road games the following week for the Dort College Defenders as we get into the thick of the Great Plains Athletic Conference schedule. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with the second half of play from Omaha, Nebraska, right after this. Dort College basketball as we open up the second half of play. The Dort College Defenders will inbound with Kim Cruz, original starting five on the floor for the Dort College Defenders. For the CSM Flames, it is Peyton Hagen guarding Jamie Gasink. Pass goes right elbow to Vredevoet. She faces up, kicks it out to Angbers. Angbers, three ball on the way, good. Paige Angbers with her second three-pointer of the day, and the Dort College Defenders back to within six, 28-22. Let's see if Dort College can make some ground up. Shot missed on the other end by CSM. Offensive rebound and a putback attempt by DeAndre Young, and Micah Hulse gets called for a personal foul. Micah Hulse gets caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, gets whistled for her third personal foul, and Young will go to the free throw line where she is 1-for-3 today. She's normally an 80% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. DeAndre Young makes both free throws, and the Dort College Defenders trail 30-22. Force it down low to Hulse. Hulse with the basketball on the block. Hulse gets it back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it right side. Gasing faces up. Ball fake. Nothing there. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz fires it out for Vredevoet. Vredevoet with it on the right elbow. Now Gasing. Gasing left side to Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz with it. Five to shoot. Underneath the Hulse. Hulse layup good. Pick and roll, and Hulse got free. Dort College trails by six. 30-24. Now you need a defensive stop. With it is Aldridge. Aldridge tries to feed it to Young. It's taken away by Dort College and Vredevoet. Vredevoet has it stripped away. A reach in by Ariana Alisana, and Alisana came away with it. Now Dort College gets it back, so no harm, no foul again. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Gasing. Gasing right side. It comes over to Cruz. Kim Cruz with it at the free throw line, weaving her way underneath. Kicks it out to Braidvoet. Braidvoet gives it up to Engbers. Engbers right side. Cruz, 15 to shoot. Now Hulst. Hulst faces up. She's got her on the elbow. Fires it towards Engbers, and it's too low. Engbers unable to gather it in, and I believe we're going to have a substitution here happening shortly. Brianna Bergquist pops up off of the bench. Here comes CSM, an illegal screen called. No, it was not. They're going to call the foul on Dort College and Jamie Gasink, I believe. That one could have gone either way. Looked like a little extra nudge from DeAndra Young at the top of the key on that screen. It's foul number two on the Dort College defenders in this quarter. 8:17 remaining in the third period of play. CSM with the basketball. Left side it goes to Peyton Everett. Everett to Young. Young faces up. Her two-point basket from 17 is good. DeAndra Young with 9 points, and the defenders trail by 8, 32-24. Gasink with the basketball on the right side. Comes over to Engbers. Engbers lost it. It's tapped away by CSM Flame. That's Justice Ross. Ross gets called, or tips it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz will throw it in. So Kim Cruz to trigger it in. Comes over to Gasink. No, instead goes high post to Braidvoet. Braidvoet with the left hand puts it up in traffic. Shot is out of bounds. Last touch by CSM. It'll be Dort College basketball. Kim Cruz to trigger it in. Cruz throwing it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Kim will throw it in over the top. Engbers. Engbers comes to a stop. Her three, top of the key, shot no good. And the rebound is taken down by Young. Here comes CSM. Up the floor quickly is Aldrich. Aldrich to Ross. Ross to Young. Young 15-footer. Free throw line good. DeAndra Young with 11 points, 6 in the second half. And the defenders trail by 10, 34-24. With it on the right side is Cruz. Cruz looking down low for Bergquist. Instead goes out front to Gasink. Gasink at the free throw line. Out front, Cruz. Cruz spots up. Three in and out. No good. Rebound taken down by Young. Young with the basketball over to Ross. Ross across the half-court stripe. Ross with the basketball on the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Feeds it down low for Young. Young working against Bergquist. Her jumper from 10 right elbow. Good. DeAndra Young with three twos and a couple of free throws. And CSM has opened up a 36-24 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. DeAndra Young averaging 19.9 points per game. She's got 13 now, all 8 points for CSM here in the second half. And CSM owns a 12-point advantage, 36-24. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. Kevin Gasink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. The Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Gasink. Gasink goes right side, intended for Cruz, and it's tapped away out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. At the break, Bergquist checks out of the ballgame, checking in Bausma. So that means Vredebode will draw Young now if Dort College stays in a man-to-man defense. Pass goes to Engbers. Engbers back over to Cruz. Cruz free throw line jumper from 12, no good. Rebound cleared out by CSM. Coming away with the basketball is Alberry. Alberry with it on the right side. That's Ross. Ross to Hagen. Hagen at the top of the key. Left side, Alberry. Alberry to Young. Young, another 17-footer. That's good. DeAndra Young putting on a clinic right now in mid-range jumpers. She keeps it high. She knocks it down. She's got 10 in the second half. 15 for the ballgame. Dort College trails by 14, 38-24. 38-24 our score. And a travel called on Bausma. So Kenzie Bausma whistled for the travel. Michael Hulse checks back into the ballgame. Fredebode checks out. 6-13 and counting, third quarter. CSM with a 14-point lead. Dort College struggling to score points. Young with the high-low pass, tried to feed it to the cutter on the back door. It's taken away by Bausma. Bausma, one player to beat, puts it up, off-balance shot, no good. Rebound Hulst. Hulst to Angbers. Angbers to Gasink. Gasink to Cruz. Cruz tries to find Bausma, and it's off of Bausma's hands, into the stands, out of bounds. It'll be CSM basketball. 38-24, CSM has opened the second half with a 10-5 run. Dort College on defense now, CSM basketball, Ross. Ross looking down low for Young. Everything's running through Young right now, and why wouldn't you? She gives it and goes to Ross. Ross on the give and go, gets the two-point bucket. Dort College trails 40-24. Gasink with the basketball on the right side. Crosses over, drives the lane, double-teamed, lost it. It's down on the floor, and it's loose. And a jump ball called, alternating possession at CSM basketball. Vredevoad will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Bausma. Well, now Dort College in a bad spot. Trailing by 16. Got to up the defensive pressure. They've got a short bench already. And a foul called against Dort College. And that's going to go against Kim Cruz. Cruz whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. 5:20 remaining, third quarter. CSM inbounding the basketball. They get it inbounded to Peyton Everett. Everett takes it across the timeline. Vredevoad guarding her. Everett picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Hagen. Hagen with it. Hagen's pass tipped. Taken back by Ross for CSM. 15 to shoot. She's got her on the right elbow of the lane. Now picks up her dribble. Her pass tipped by Cruz. It's loose. Picked up by the Flames. 9 to shoot. Now 8. Driving left side. Kick out pass. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound though. Taken down by Young. Double team. Triple team now. Kick out pass. 3 on the way by Hagen. Top of the key. Missed it. No good. Ball's down on the floor. It's still loose. And picked up by CSM and Peyton Everett with the two-point bucket. And CSM opens up an 18-point lead, 42-24. 42-24, our score. Gasink with it on the right elbow. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz, three, short, no good. Rebound taken down by Hagen. Hagen off and running. CSM playing with a ton of confidence right now. And the shot is off the side of the backboard. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Well, CSM with an 18-point lead now, and they have a bunch of confidence. Dort College has to find a way to negate that, slow the train down a little bit. 4:17 remaining in this quarter. Bringing the basketball up will be Jamie Gasink. Gasink across the timeline. Jamie with it on the right wing. Jamie looking down low. She's going to drive in, double-teamed. And it's taken back by CSM. Stolen by Shelby Alberry. Alberry with the basketball. Alberry to Hagen. Hagen goes to Aldrich. Aldrich to Young. Young from the elbow. Throws it inside to Alberry. Alberry, two-point bucket. Good. And she'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. 44-24, our score. CSM in control. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle. You'll appreciate their quality service. CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Peyton Everett with 9 points. Pass goes right side to Hulst. Hulst underneath against Young. Hulst shot in and out, no good. That sums her up right now. Dort College trailing 44-24. Into the front court, CSM with the basketball. Left side pass goes over to Paige Muhammad. Muhammad back over to Alberry. Alberry drives in, shot blocked, and she's going to be called for a travel as she got it blocked back at her, and she came down with it. Cassidy Vredevoad inbounds the basketball to Angbers. Angbers with the basketball gives it back over to Vredevoad. Vredevoad on the right side. Vredevoad comes back over to Gasink. Gasink right side to Jorah Vanderhart. Vanderhart, a junior from Pella, in the ballgame for the first time today. Left side pass, it goes over to Gasink. Gasink down to the baseline. Her floater from 10, good. Jamie Gasink with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders end the run by CSM. But it was quite a run, a 14-0 run. Dort College trailing now 40. 44-26. Well, they've got 45 up on the board. I thought it was 44, but it's 45 right now. While Everett made that free throw, beg your pardon, so that was a three-point play. That's where the difference is. Dort College trailing 45-26, and Vanderhart's unable to handle the pass. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. It'll be CSM basketball. On the floor for Dort College right now, it's Hulst, Angbers, Cruz, Vanderhart, and Steffi Kennard. Kennard checks in at this break. 2:38 remaining in the third quarter. Flames leading 45-26. CSM has the basketball. This is Pillar Aldrich. Aldrich with it on the left wing. Aldrich comes back over to Ross. Ross, they go high post. Kick out pass. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point bucket for Peyton Everett. Everett with 12. And CSM leads it 48-26. 2:15 and counting, third quarter. CSM with the basketball, pardon me, on defense. And the CSM Flames will play defense as Dort College will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be Kim Cruz. Cruz to trigger it, right side of the lane. Pass comes into Angbers. Angbers to Vanderhart. Vanderhart, Kennard. Kennard lets fly with a three, missed it, no good. Rebound Angbers. Angbers underneath to Hulst. Hulst put back, good. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Dort College trailing 48-28 with a free throw coming. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. Well, the College of St. Mary Flames taking control of this one early in the second half. They used a 14-0 run to go from up 30-24 to up 44-24. And now Dort College trying to pick up the pieces. Micah Hulst, three-point play. She converts the free throw. She's got nine. And the defenders trail 48-29. 2 minutes remaining in the third quarter. CSM with the basketball, Justice Ross. Ross goes left side to Peyton Everett. Everett left side to Hagen. Hagen with the basketball. Hagen's pass deflected, taken back by Cruz. Cruz with the ball. Cruz driving in, puts it up with the right hand. Good. Kim Cruz with a steal and the layup. She's got six. And the defenders trail it 48-31. CSM coming back the other way. Baseline jumper lining it up is Elisana. Elisana with a two-point bucket. Left baseline from 12. And the defenders trail 50-31. Kim Cruz with the basketball in between the circles. Cruz goes right side to Kennard. Kennard with it at the free throw line. Now Bausma, 1:15 and counting. Angbers with it on the wing. Angbers to Kennard. Kennard high post to Hulst. Hulst with the basketball, double teamed, and she has it ripped away from her by Elisana. Elisana with the basketball, gives it up to Everett. And a foul called on the play against Dort College. And if it's on Hulst, that's number four. And that is Michael Hulse's fourth foul. She's got 9 points, and she will be checking out of the ballgame here shortly. Elisana with two free throws. First one, no good. She's averaging 1.3 points per game. She's got 4 points right now. Hulse checks out of the ballgame. Checking in is Vredevode. On the floor for the defenders right now. Angbers, Vredevode, Cruz, Bausma, and Kennard. Second free throw on the way for Elisana. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Angbers. Dort College trails 50-31. CSM on defense. Bringing the basketball up is Kim Cruz, and reaching across the body to knock it away is Justice Ross. Ross tips it out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College throwing it in. Bausma on the far side, directly across from the Dort College bench. Bausma gets it into Angbers. Angbers underneath, intended for Vredevode. It's taken away by CSM. Flames coming up the floor with it. DeAndre Young got the steal. They throw it into the corner over the basketball as Ross dumps it down low for Young. Young shot up. Good. DeAndre Young, 12 second half points, 17 points for the ball game. Dort College trails 52-231. Pass goes left side over to Angbers. Angbers rolls it in for Vredevode. Left elbow. Radovod in traffic. Shot is blocked. Out of bounds. Last touch by Young. It'll be DeWitt College basketball. Well, Young does a pretty good job of staying straight up. Doesn't swing her arms, and a pretty strong woman. And she held their ground there. And DeWitt College ends up shooting it out of bounds after she blocked it. Ball's inbounded over the top to Angbers. Angbers to Kennard. Kennard left side Cruz. Cruz to Bausma. Bausma over the basketball. Bausma to Angbers. Angbers, three ball on the way. No good. Rebound tipped out. Last touch by DeWitt College. It'll be CSM basketball. 10 seconds remaining in the quarter. CSM leads DeWitt College 52-31. Vanderhart will check into the ballgame. Kennard will check out. Gasink will check into the ballgame. Checking out is Angbers. So CSM will inbound the basketball in front of the DeWitt College bench. 10 seconds left now, 8-7. CSM basketball, right side to Hagen. Hagen, cross-court pass over to Ross. Ross puts up three, missed it, no good. Tap in at the buzzer, no good. And that's the end of the quarter. Our score, CSM 52, DeWitt College 31. You're listening to DeWitt College basketball on KDCR. DeWitt College basketball after the quarter break. DeWitt College trailing 52-31. With the basketball out front is Gasing. Gasing with it, driving right side, nothing there. Retreats back to the perimeter, comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble. Kim with the basketball to Vredevoet. Vredevoet driving in, crosses over, puts the shot up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Mara Eamon. Eamon with the basketball. Eamon to Crawford. Crawford with the basketball to Hagen. Hagen with the ball. Hagen goes back right wing over to Ross. Now Crawford. Crawford's shot no good, and the rebound is cleared by DeWitt College. Jamisha Crawford unable to hang on to it. DeWitt College comes back the other way. Kim Cruz with it at the top of the key. Cruz with it on the left wing over to Gasink. Gasink with it. Comes back to Vredevoet. Vredevoet right side Bausma. Bausma dumps it down low for Hulst. Hulst reverses to Cruz. Cruz three on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Hagen. Hagen across the timeline. Hagen has it on the left wing. DeWitt College matching up. Pass goes right side over to Ross. Justice Ross to Young. Young reverses back over to Hagen. Hagen spots up three. Good. Hagen with the three. She's got 11. And the DeWitt College defenders trail it 55-31. 55-31. Our score down to the baseline is Bausma. Bausma's shot no good. And Kenzie Bausman is going to be called for a charging foul in the process. Her first, team foul number one in this quarter. DeWitt College trailing 55-31 with 8:38 remaining in this ballgame. DeWitt College down 24. DeWitt College shorthanded this afternoon, in case you missed the pregame show, playing without Alyssa Palama and Robin Blunt, both dealing with injuries and health issues. Abby Chapman missing due to a commitment to a wedding, my understanding. Young shot from 12, no good on the left side. Rebound taken down, though, by CSM. Kick out pass, three on the way, and this one's up and good for Pillar Aldrich. Aldrich with her first basket of the contest, and the DeWitt College defenders trail it 58-31. And this has gotten difficult for the defenders. Comes left side over to Cruz. Cruz to Vredevoet. Vredevoet back over to Gasing. Gasing jumper no good, but a push called on the rebound against CSM. It'll be DeWitt College basketball underneath the basket. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Bergquist. Bergquist checks in. Micah Hulst will check out. 58-31, DeWitt College trailing. Pass comes into Bergquist. Bergquist shot in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Young. Young with the basketball. Young comes over to Aldrich. Aldrich with the basketball to Ross. Ross on the right elbow. Cross-court pass to Alberry. Alberry's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. 58-31, our score. Inbounding the basketball will be DeWitt College's Cassidy Vredevoet. DeWitt College with it, right side, Gasing. Gasing comes over to Cruz. Cruz on the far right wing. Cruz gets a screen from Bergquist. Fires it underneath to Bergquist. Mishandles it. Picks it up. Gets it back out to Cruz. Cruz, three, in and out, no good. That's pretty well summed it up so far for the defenders today. We've got about 7 minutes to try and get it turned around, get a little momentum going out of today's basketball game. Trailing by 27, though, and now 30. Three-point bucket by Shelby Alberry. She's got five. And it's a 30-point ball game, 61-31. Giesink with the basketball at the top of the key. She passes right side over to Engbers. Engbers looking down low, comes back over to Kim Cruz. Cruz pass, tipped out of bounds, last touch by CSM and Peyton Hagen. And Ord College is going to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders, 6:50 remaining in regulation. Back with more in a moment.
As you listen to KDC.
Rough afternoon for the North College defenders. Once you got past the first quarter, CSM has pretty well dominated play. North College led CSM 9-7 at the end of the first quarter. Since then, CSM has outscored North College 54-22, and they own a 61-31 advantage. North College will be inbounding the basketball. On the sideline in front of the Dort College bench, Abby Walterstorff gets it into Engbers. Engbers, deep left corner, comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff to Giesink. Giesink with the basketball. Giesink in between the circles. Three to shoot now. Dort College, Engbers. Engbers off the dribble, puts it up, forces it up. Shot misses the rim, no good. Desperation three, and for Engbers, that is not her shot. That is not her game. She's a catch-and-shoot player. You don't want her to have to dribble and go to the side. And that time, Dort College unable to get a shot out of the timeout. That was what they drew up. CSM with the basketball out front. Alberry. Alberry with the ball. Beg your pardon, this is Stafford. Stafford. Stafford gives it up to Christensen. Stolen away by the defender. 6:18 and counting. Ball game. Giesink into the front court for the defenders. Down 30. Passes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, Engbers. Engbers, three. No good. Rebound saved in by Vredevoet, controlled by CSM. Flames come back the other side with the basketball. Long pass over the top, shot from the left-hand side with the right hand is Hannah Stafford. Stafford with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 63-31. 63-31 our score. Dort College with the basketball. Walterstorff in traffic, lost it, and we've got a reach-in foul called on CSM. Hannah Stafford. Stafford whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. Kim Cruz checks into the ballgame. Jamie Giesink will check out. 5:44 left to play in regulation. Throwing the ball in is Engbers. Engbers to Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Cruz to Walterstorff. Walterstorff back over to Engbers. Engbers on the right wing. Vredevoet. Vredevoet, Cruz. Cruz on the left side. Picks it back up. Gets it away to Engbers. Engbers double teamed. Back outside to Vredevoet. 15 to shoot for the defenders. 5:25 left to go in the quarter. That's in the ballgame for that matter. Pass goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with it in the deep left corner. Kim puts it on the floor. Nowhere to go. Lost it. And now blocking foul called on CSM and Jamisha Crawford. And Dort College will inbound with a fresh 30 to work with on the shot clock. 5:17 remaining in regulation. Throwing the ball in will be Paige Engbers. So Engbers to trigger it in. Comes into Bergquist. Bergquist with the ball. Round the horn she goes over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up. Left side, Vredevoet. Vredevoet drives in, and Vredevoet is fouled on the play, and Cassidy will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. She is 1-for-2 from the charity stripe so far today. It's her lone point, comes into the ballgame, averaging 8 points per ballgame. Well, they won't give her shots. Instead, Dort College inbounds. Engbers throws up a three from the top of the key, off the side of the iron, no good. I had thought Vredevoet was in the act of shooting. The officials, Connor Singhuysen, T.J. Butler, and Felix Mitchell not in agreement with me today. 4:58 left to play. Regulation. CSM lead 63-31. Flames have the basketball. This is Christensen. Christensen right side Crawford. Crawford puts it up in traffic. Shot is blocked by Bergquist. It's down on the floor. Picked up by CSM. And now a hold called against the Dort College defenders and Brianna Bergquist. It'll be CSM inbounding the basketball. Left side of the lane is, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Angbers checks out. Bausma checks in. Hulse checks in. Bergquist checks out. CSM inbounding. This is Crawford. Crawford with it on the right wing. Crawford dumps it down low. Shot in the paint. No good by Alisana. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by CSM. It'll be North College basketball with 4:35 remaining. Vredevo to trigger it for the defenders. She gets it into Kim Cruz. Cruz will take it up. Cruz across the timeline. Cruz picks up her dribble. Passes over to Bausma. Bausma underneath to Hulse. Hulse with a two-point bucket. 11 points for Hulse. First points of the fourth quarter for the defenders. North College trails 63-33. CSM basketball at the top of the key. This is Paige Muhammad. Muhammad gives it up Crawford. Crawford with the basketball. Shot blocked by Hulse. Rebound, though, cleared by CSM. This is Alisana. Alisana on the right wing, 7 to shoot. Kick-out pass. 17-footer is up and down for Hannah Stafford. Stafford with 4 points. North College trails 65-33. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Goes right side to Bausma. Bausma with it. Bausma. Left side, Cruz. Cruz into the corner of Vredevoet. Vredevoet. Out front, Bausma. Bausma right side. Jorah Vanderhart. Vanderhart down to Cruz. Cruz drops it off inside for Hulse. Hulse layup good. Micah Hulse with 13 points, and the North College defenders trail 65-35, 3:20 and counting. Long pass over the top. CSM steps on the end line out of bounds. It'll be North College basketball. Kennard checks in. Vanderhart checks out. Vredevoet inbounds to Kim Cruz, and Cruz will take it across half court. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving in, gets it back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet won't pull the trigger from 20. Instead goes right side back over to Bausma. Bausma looking down low for Hulse. Back over to Cruz. Cruz, three, top of the key, good. Kim Cruz with 9 points, and the defenders trail 65-38. 2:50 and counting, ball game. Crawford with the basketball for CSM. Ball is tipped and taken by Vredevoet. Vredevoet ahead to Kennard. Kennard driving right-hand side, and she is fouled on the play, and Steffi Kennard will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Steffi Kennard will go to the free throw line. She'll shoot a pair of free throws here. Kennard, a freshman from Missouri Valley, Iowa. She'll be shooting two free throws when we resume play. Timeout on the floor, charge two. CSM, you're listening to North College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Steffi Kennard going to the free throw line. This is her fifth game played this season. First free throw is off the mark, no good. She's now 1-for-3 this season from the charity stripe. She's got another one coming. And Kennard's second free throw is up and down. So Kennard makes 1-of-2. And the defenders trail at 65-39. 2:30 remaining in this ballgame. Crawford with the basketball. Crawford gets around the ball screen. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Jamisha Crawford with a two-point bucket. North College trails 67-39. Into the front court with the basketball is Gasink. Gasink has it on the left wing. Gasink picks up her dribble, goes to Kennard. Kennard at the top of the key. Kennard, jumper in the lane, shot no good. Rebound tipped by Achan Alwal. Saved by Gasink, and now Bausma is fouled on the play. And Kenzie Bausma will go to the free throw line for a double bonus. 2:06 remaining in the ballgame. North College trailing 67-39. Things get no easier for North College on Wednesday, facing a Mount Marty team that typically one of the top six or eight in the conference. Mount Marty this season 3-4 in conference play, 9-6 overall. Bausma makes 1-of-2 free throws. And the North College defenders trail 67-40. And they haven't put the score up on the board yet for the defenders on those free throws. Right side pass comes back out front. With it is Andrea Christensen. Christensen with the basketball. Gives to Paige Muhammad. Muhammad with the ball. Muhammad to Christensen. And we've got an over and back violation charged against CSM. So Dort College with the basketball back after CSM turns it over. Allwall gets it inbounded to Gaysink. 140 and counting, ball game. That's in regulation. Right side Vanderhart. Dort College trailing 67-41. Kennard called for a double dribble. It will be CSM basketball after the turnover. Abby Waltersdorf checks into the ball game. Checking out will be Jamie Gaysink. CSM to inbound the basketball. This is Jamisha Crawford. Crawford across the timeline, guarded there by Waltersdorf. She fights through the screen. Pass goes right side. Muhammad. Muhammad to Christensen. Christensen back to Muhammad. Muhammad. Left side Stafford. Stafford three, no good. Rebound Crawford. Crawford fires it back out front, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by CSM. It'll be Dort College basketball. 1:10 remaining in regulation. 67-41. CSM will win their first game of the conference season. 1-7 in the conference. They'll be 7-8 overall. Dort College will fall to 1-8 and 4-11. Steffi Kennard, shot no good from the left elbow. Rebound cleared out by CSM. CSM up the floor, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Allwall. Allwall gives it back over to Dort College and Vanderhart. Vanderhart across the timeline. Vanderhart gives it back over to Crawford. Crawford to Eamon. And Eamon with a two-point bucket. Dort College trails 41-69. 30 seconds remaining in regulation. Dort College down 28. Most of the second half played at a 20-30 point difference once College of St. Mary went on that 14-0 run in the third quarter. Dort College inbounding the basketball. Throwing it in will be Vanderhart with 26.5 seconds left to go in the game. Pass goes inside to Bergquist. Bergquist shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Bergquist will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot a pair of free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. 20.7 seconds remaining in regulation. CSM 69, Dort College 41. Free throw on the way is up and off the heel. No good. Another free throw on the way. For Dort College in Brianna Bergquist. Bergquist, a 6'2 freshman from Minneapolis, Minnesota, averaging just under a point per contest. Second free throw is up and good, so Bergquist with 3 points, and the defenders trail 69-42, and CSM will walk the ball up the floor. Bringing it up is Crawford. Crawford trying to get away from Waltersdorf. Now we'll back it out. 10 seconds remaining. Crawford with the basketball picks up her dribble. She passes it right side to Stafford, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Waltersdorf. It will be CSM inbounding in front of the scorer's bench with 3.1 seconds remaining. Hannah Stafford will toss it in. Stafford gets the ball inbounded to Christensen. Christensen will put it up at the buzzer, and that's the ball game. Our final score, CSM 69, Dort College 42. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's women's college basketball game right after this. Well, as was the case at halftime, I don't have any official numbers to pass along to you, so I will take a look back at the notes I made through the course of this broadcast. The Dort College defenders lose to the College of St. Mary Flames by a final score of 69-42. Dort College led at the end of the first quarter 9-7 after surrendering the first 4 points of the ballgame. Dort College put together a 6-0 run to put them up 6-4. CSM responded with a 3-point basket out of a timeout. Dort College, though, led at the quarter break 9-7. CSM used a 7-point run to start the second quarter of play to go up 14-9. And they rode that momentum into a 28-19 halftime advantage. York College scored a three to make it 28-22 to start the second half of play. And that was still an six-point ball game at 30-24. From there, though, CSM went on a 14-0 run to go up 44-24. And they led 52-31 at the end of the third quarter. And the lead quickly grew to 30 as CSM scored nine in a row to go up 61-31. Eventually led 63-31. York College makes it a 69-42 final here this afternoon. Final scoring totals. York College was led today by Micah Hulst with 13 points. She had nine in the first half. A couple of field goals in the second half. Beg your pardon, she had four at halftime. She was bothered by foul trouble and then scored five in the third quarter, another four in the fourth quarter, 13 points for Micah Hulst. After that, Kim Cruz had 9 points, a couple of three twos, and that comes out to 9 points. 6 points for Paige Angbers, five for Kinsey Bausma, four for Jamie Gasing, three for Brianna Bergquist, and one for Cassidy Vredevoad for Dort College's total of 42 points. For CSM, DeAndre Young with 17 points, 12 in the second half. Peyton Hagen ended up with 11. Ariana Elisana had 4 points, along with Hannah Stafford, five for Shelby Alberry, three for Pillar Aldrich, and two for Jamisha Crawford and Mara Eamon for CSM's total of 69 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson has made her way out of the locker room, and Coach, no official stats to talk about, but impressions as a whole. You came in shorthanded, and you knew offense would be a challenge here this afternoon, and oftentimes you say you never know, but today the concerns you had going into this ball game, I would imagine, came true as a short bench, not able to maybe push tempo as much as you would like, and CSM controlled things for the last three quarters or so.
Yeah, we had a short bench. We had a very young bench. Oh, yeah, just a very young team in general. We knew that Young would give us problems inside. Micah got in foul trouble, which we kind of figured would hurt us. Just a lot of learning from this game is what we need to take out of it and try to move forward.
What do you take away from it in terms of that learning? What do you want to see your team do better responding out of this one when you practice again on Monday?
You know, one thing I'd like to see us be is just tougher overall. I thought St. Mary's did a good job pushing us outside the three-point line and making us uncomfortable in our offense. I thought they pushed us around a little bit. When we were on defense, they attacked us. I would like to see us with more of an attacking mentality. But mostly we just have to still be confident in what we're doing. We had a lot of people playing out of position today, learning new positions just because of where we were shorthanded. Experience-wise, we were very shorthanded. And so you're always going to look a little green when you don't have a ton of time to practice. We didn't know what our lineup was going to be until this morning. And that just kind of hurt us down the stretch.
Young, a tough matchup no matter if you're full strength or not. And she really put on a clinic in the third quarter, and they were running their offense through her, and you tried to make some adjustments, but whenever you made an adjustment, it seemed like they had an answer, and that's where that experience comes in.
Yeah, I mean, they're a lot older team than us. I think they're a lot of juniors and seniors. And I think the fact that they really know what they want to do, which is get her the ball, help them. We're still learning our identity a little bit, and we want to get the ball to Micah. But, again, we struggle a little bit with the lack of experience, knowing exactly what to do and when to do it.
Mount Marty on Wednesday, Nebraska Wesleyan on Saturday. You move forward now and get a couple of home games, and hopefully you get some people back as well for next week. That might be the biggest positive is this day is behind you. Now you move forward with two home games.
Yeah, we're really excited to play at home. We for sure know we'll have Abby Chapman back in the lineup, and we're hoping to get Alyssa Paloma back. Robin will probably be out for a little while here still, but we're excited about where we can move forward from here, and we're definitely looking forward to getting two wins at home next week.
Coach DeWitt-Severson, have a safe trip back, and we will see you on Monday in Sioux Center.
Thank you.
Let's take a look now at the numbers. Just been handed the complete box score. Dort College 15 of 59 from the floor, 25.4%. 4 of 19 on threes, 21.1%. 8 for 14 on free throws, 57.1%. None of those numbers on the positive side for Dort College. CSM, 28 of 62 from the floor, 45.2%, 9 for 21 on threes, 42.9%, 4 for 8 on free throws, 50%. I guess one positive, Dort College able to get to the free throw line more than CSM this afternoon, but that does not translate into much in the way of offense for Dort College today. Dort College out-rebounded 44-39. Turnovers, Dort College 20, CSM had 17. We gave you the point totals. Rebounding, Micah Holst and Paige Engbers with 7 rebounds each for Dort College. Cassidy Vredevoet and Kim Cruz had 5 rebounds apiece. DeAndre Young had 16 rebounds for CSM, 7 offensive and 9 defense. She also had 6 assists and 6 block shots with 2 steals. 5 rebounds for Shelby Alberry and Pillar Aldrich. Peyton Hagen, Pillar Aldrich, and Justice Ross all had 4 assists for CSM, and Justice Ross had 3 steals. Dort College is now 4-11 overall, 1-8 in the conference. CSM 7-8 overall, 1-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That is going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College basketball this afternoon. Before we completely wrap it up, though, we do have some scores to pass along to you. There were some games that were still in progress. The finals that I have, Morningside Women defeated Midland 87-66. Doan defeated Northwestern 75-54. Mount Marty over Nebraska Wesleyan 74-54. Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan playing in Hastings. And Dakota Wesleyan pulling away in the closing minutes. 81-67, they lead with under 2 minutes to go. And the Concordia Bulldogs in action this afternoon with the Briarcliff Chargers. And that one has gone final. Concordia over Briarcliff, 77-75. Once again, our final from Omaha. It was the College of St. Mary Flames over Dort College, 69-42. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.